yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo, and I'd like to let those listeners out there who haven't been listening with us since the very first show.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No.
Oh.
That my balls have dropped.
Yes. No, they've expanded.
That too.
They've expanded. Your testicles have expanded.
I meant they'd... Let's start over. Can we start over?
No.
That was a shitty opening.
It was.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo.
Oh.
And I'm a soul man.
And I'm a shitty opener. Yes.
I'm a soul man.
We're back now after we have a couple of weeks where there's some wacky hijinks abound.
There's so much going on in your life is the thing.
Yes.
You're getting married and... I mean, I got stuff going on, too. There's the HorrorCon this weekend here in Calgary.
There's
going to
be
move in a few weeks.
There's going to be prostitutes?
Horror.
Horror what?
Like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ah, so your mother will be there.
So, I got stuff going on, too, but now the normal night that we record Thursdays, instead I'll be coming here to learn the dance moves to the dances that we're doing on the wedding, your wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which, and we can talk about this because...
This is a bad idea.
But
you're going to make me dance.
No, I'm going to make you walk like an Egyptian and bob your head to the Night at the Roxbury song.
Yeah, and I'm going to do Mr. Roboto. You know I'll rock that out.
You totally will.
But there will be a point where you ask me to jive.
That's true. That's true. I have found out that you will be doing the girl part of the jive.
Oh.
I have confirmed this. We can talk about this because the opening of the dance number is real American.
Yeah, and it goes downhill from there.
Like so many WCW pay-per-views.
And it's like 47,000 songs.
No, it's 7 each. For like 15 seconds each.
It's 47,000 songs.
That's true.
That's a lot for me to learn.
I know.
7.
7? In a row?
No. This is not going to be good. Will there be video of this that we can post?
I believe there will be. I believe there will be. I don't know how I'm going to get
Then tweet us, comment, tweet us, or email at addy@wetalkwrestling.com.
Yes.
That's Addy, A-D-D-I-E, @wetalkwrestling.com.
.com.
Or tweet us at wetalkwrestling, or, you know, say something on Facebook, or Facebook We Talk Wrestling, and there's the, you know, just leave a comment. Point is, if you want to see this dance, if you want to see how epically horrible this is going to be, you have to tell us.
Yes.
We're not putting it up unless we hear back from you.
By request only.
Yeah, and even then we're not putting it up. But still, I'd like to know. Just like we're never doing another promo show.
Yes. And I know why, because I had to mix the song to the dance number that took me like 3 hours. And
yeah,
the song is
2 minutes long
and
like
I had
3 hours.
And I had sort of blocks that I could do where I didn't have to create the blocks. They were already done for me. So, yes.
So now you have an appreciation of what I go through every time we do a promo show.
Yeah.
Or a music show. It's like,
I don't care, but I have an appreciation.
So we're never doing one again. But you're a crystal expert, so maybe we can do one. You'll just do it.
Yes. Yes. Maybe we will.
We won't, will we?
We won't. No. So, remember TNA?
No.
Yeah, they were a company.
A guest on tonight's show.
Yes.
They
were a wrestling company, Total Nonstop Action. They used to put on wrestling events on Spike TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, they still could until 2017 if they just decided to air what they've taped. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, Spike TV has opted not to renew Total Nonstop Action Wrestling.
Yes.
So it'll be, I believe, like the end of September, beginning of October.
I think it's into October. Bound for Glory is, I believe, October 14th.
Okay, so the last show on Spike will be probably the go-home show.
Probably something like that, or close to. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it will be the go-home show.
I guess the go-home show
is the last show before your pay-per-view. So even if it airs on September 30th, it will be the go-home show.
And I suppose that they'll still do Bound for Glory.
I guess. Well, I mean, where is it? It's probably in Texas again or something.
Oh, Japan.
Right. I forgot about that. Well, Texas, Japan, it's basically the same thing. And I mean, Bound for Glory, who knows? Now with Vince Russo being outed, or outing himself as an employee, we'll see how Wrestle 1 really, you
that
know.
Was Pat Patterson in the last episode of
right. Of Legends House. It really shocked the world.
I know.
Yeah.
Coughing a lot there, you okay?
Oh,
drink,
yeah.
Drink some water.
I will, but I actually came down.
36 degrees Celsius here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, which is, I believe, 98 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right.
It's ridiculously hot for Canada.
Your third favorite boy band.
Yeah.
98 degrees.
Maybe second. Yeah. But, I mean, it's so we've got a fan going and everything. You probably can't hear it. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
It's not good. Yeah. I'm not used to this. So go ahead. Yeah. If your throat is dry, lube it up.
I actually, as part of our brief hiatus, came down with walking pneumonia. So I have uncle biotics for that, and I'm just taking them now. So that's why I'm coughing. It's a lot better than it was. Uh-huh. But that's the reason. Yeah.
So, like I said, are you contagious?
No. I'm so outrageous, that's contagious.
There you go.
Because here comes Johnny B. Bad. He's as pretty as a picture. He looks just like Little Richard. Mm-hmm. And with all the steroids he took, he has a Little Richard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Hey, Richard is Dick.
Oh, what a coincidence. What a coincidence. Yeah, Total Nonstop Action, they're not getting renewed. Our series of ineptitudes, but I think the...
And that's the thing is, there'll probably be at some point, I think we're going to need to do a special looking back at the history of the company in one or two parts at some point, probably closer to when they actually shut down.
I believe this title will be called Comedy of Errors, A History of Total Nonstop Action Wrestling.
Comedy.
A Comedy of Errors. Because this is funny. It really is.
This is funny. I mean, I feel bad for the people who are going out of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, actually, I don't feel bad for Tina to shut it down. I feel bad for some individuals who worked there for a long time.
Yeah, Bobby Roode.
Bobby, both behind the scenes and in front, behind the camera, and in front of the camera, you know, Bobby Roode and those guys.
Jeremy Borash.
Yeah, guys like this, yeah. It's not good anytime you have people out of work, and it's not good anytime a major wrestling company shuts down. Or TNA.
Or TNA, yes. But can you imagine, the last time there were two profitable wrestling companies was 15 years ago. It was 1999.
Well, I believe there was a year where TNA broke even or made money.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Okay, but thriving. Made any money worth talking about.
There's been a period where ROH has made money. Not a ton, but there's been a period.
But not significant.
The last time two companies were making significant profits
was 1999.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is amazing.
But, I mean, really what it boiled down to is I think there's a combination of factors. Eric Bischoff and Kevin Kay became very tight. Eric Bischoff knows how to schmooze the executive, as it were, of a television company. And I'm sure he had no problem talking about what an idiot Dixie Carter is and how much of a retard Vince Russo is.
No, I'm sure he did both.
And I apologize to retards for comparing you to Vince Russo.
They deserve much better.
They do.
I think you're probably right on that. I think that probably... But, I mean, also, they have somebody there. They can see the incompetence. And if they have somebody who knows a little bit about wrestling, or somebody who didn't know anything but decides to go in and learn about the business by reading dirt sheets and listening to us and other things like that, you find out that he's an idiot and that the company's poorly run.
And you got to remember, too...
It's not hard to figure that out.
This is a Viacom, an entity that had WWF programming.
Yes, that's right.
Whatever it was, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, kind of
probably
thing.
Closer to 10, yeah.
I think the Homecoming was what in 2006, maybe? Like that, yeah. So, I mean, it was a...
Less than a decade ago then, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you had some people there that are at least, maybe not still with Spike, but at least in that Viacom umbrella, because they shift around and move around, that were there, and now we're seeing this. And then the icing on the cake. They find out that Vince Russo is an employee of Total Nonstop Action when they specifically asked them, is he employed, and they were told no.
No. And the same thing, Russell One, they're doing the Bound for Glory for with in Japan, the co-promotion.
Yeah.
That deal is good for TNA. It's profitable. Seems to be profitable for TNA. What their Russell One is supporting a good deal of expenses or whatever. They also said, we believe this man is a racist.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want him working for you and don't want to work with him. Is he there? No. Now, it hasn't cost them that deal yet.
Yes.
And it probably won't. But the fact that you lie to them, too, it's a combination of incredible stupidity.
Oh, yeah.
Blind loyalty, perhaps. A complete disrespect for your business partners.
Well, that's just it, and that's your more powerful business partners, your business partners that you need to survive.
Yes.
Because without this television deal, without a significant television deal, I mean, they could end up on the fucking Outdoor Life Network getting, $10,000 a week. Ain't going to cut it.
No.
So,
and that they probably couldn't even get that.
I'm just saying.
Nobody's looking for wrestling. We've seen that.
Well, and that was the thing. I mean, ask Paul Heyman what it's like to shop around television for wrestling when no one's interested.
Nobody's interested.
Right? I mean, it is what it is. And I say that because, I mean, it basically...
You have to keep in mind, I mean, even Spike TV, I mean, they went on Fox. They were on Fox
Sports. Fox Sportsnet.
Fox Sportsnet was where they were at, and they were buying
the time,
and still putting on pay-per-views. And the pay-per-views were doing much better buys. Like, they're doing, five times what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Because they had better booking and stuff, for one
thing. Scott D'Amore, was booking it great.
Yeah. But, I mean, at that point, they're buying time. But that was just because they were working on a television deal. It still took them a while. I mean, when they got on Spike TV...
It took a year.
It's Spike TV. At first, it was, you get 1 hour at 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
That's right.
See how you do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like... Even Spike TV wasn't exactly at first willing to really take a chance. And the funny thing about this is that everybody's saying how the show's been better the last little few weeks. And the ratings are actually the best they've been in a couple of years right now.
Yeah.
The last couple of weeks, the ratings have been gone up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter.
Too little, too late.
Too little, too late. Who cares?
And that's
nobody else is going to look at it and think, other. Even if your ratings are solid, and they are, for cable networks, they're still going to look at it and say, well, the cost combined with the lack of being able to sell the ads, how difficult that is, combined with just the overall stink that wrestling is viewed as having among many people, we don't want it.
No, that's right. That's right. I mean, who would have thought
rightly or wrongly,
who would have thought a wrestling company with Rhino in it would have gone out of business?
Yeah.
Or Tommy Dreamer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
Or Tajiri.
Yeah.
And he hasn't even debuted yet.
No, he hasn't. No, again, I feel bad for the people that are out of work. But as a wrestling fan, I'm actually happy that they're gone.
So let me ask you this: if
that makes any sense.
I mean, and we're a little bit ahead of the game with this. I think in terms of we're all but assuming there's no other television deal because they're an inept company.
Technically, they're not dead yet.
Touch them. They're technically not dead yet, but they're dead. And so,
well, even here, first off, when this deal got announced, Spike TV said that they cut the ties, and then TNA said they cut the ties because they're not promoting us enough.
Yes,
I'm like, I my job is to monitor station or the TV stations, certain TV stations, along with putting ads for my company I work for into it.
Yeah, ruining
one of those
Super
companies
Bowl.
One of those companies is Spike. I watch it regularly. Let me tell you something: that the corner pop up graphic, TNA Impact Wrestling on Spike happens at least a couple times an hour during other shows. They do. That's
quite a bit. Yeah,
that's quite a bit. Yeah, I mean, they paid for Sting, they paid for Angle, they paid for a lot of other
Jeff
guys.
Jeff Hardy, I think.
Yeah,
Yeah, Hogan.
They paid for a lot of these costs on tapings at one point.
Yeah.
Not enough because, I mean, that was very expensive going on the road.
But
for
they
TNA.
Brought in Rampage,
yeah.
King Mo.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys were supposed to be on both
so
sides.
They did a great job. I mean, you say not enough promoting. So even now you can't tell us the truth. And now they've gone back and said, well, we're still negotiating. Which is, again, another lie.
No, it's not. That part is not a lie. We're still negotiating just means that Dixie the Cunt Carter picks up the phone every 6 hours and calls Kevin Kay and says, can we talk about this? Never gets a return call, picks the phone up again and says, can we talk about this? Those are negotiations.
Yeah.
They're just playing hardball.
I think you might be right.
But, I mean,
you're right.
It's just so goddamn stupid that they. I mean, again, they fall because of their ineptitude, and they will be buried because of their ineptitude.
You make terrible decision after terrible decisions, and then you make the worst decision you could possibly make. I mean, and we cannot overemphasize to you how big a deal the fact that they found out Russo was there is to them.
Yes.
Because it's not just that he's
it's
there.
Not
it's
Vince Russo. Exactly. It's not Vince Russo. They could have not wanted, you know, Jeremy Borash.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not the Russo. It's the lie.
Yeah.
It's just great that Russo happens to be this.
Well, it's understandable that they hate him.
Well, yes.
It's funny.
That is.
yeah, but I mean, it is, like I say, you reap what you sow.
Yes.
And this is, it's not deserved for those people who work really hard behind the scenes or in front of the camera. It is not deserved for them. But for Dixie Carter, a person with below average IQ.
For wrestling.
In general.
I don't know about
in
wrestling.
In general. That woman is not bright. I'm sorry.
In genital?
Yeah. She's not bright in general. She's certainly not bright in wrestling. Who has her position, not because she in any way has earned it or understands it, but because of who she's the kid of.
Yes.
Is stupid, and all the things she's done for years,
mm-hmm.
and all the... They've lost about... Guess work is about $60 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere in that range is about the estimate.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, with, the board with the nail in it.
Yeah.
You know, they cut her, Dixie, off a while ago.
A while ago.
And said, so, I mean, this isn't like, if this was 08, you know, let's say, and they lost their television, they could probably still count on Mommy and Daddy to float them for a little bit while they found a new deal.
But even this, it was Toby Keith, hey, I'll buy this company. Okay, you can buy it, but you have to give Dixie a job and she has to remain as a character on camera.
Yeah.
Because we're looking out for our little girl.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even then, it's like, well, they reap what you sow. See ya. I'm gone, and you're fucked.
And then they
you're
say,
done.
And then
your
they,
company's out of business.
But then they say, Toby Keith never tried to buy the company.
That's
and
bullshit.
Then Toby Keith gets on and goes, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And this is what happened. This was the result. So, I mean,
this is exactly what Dixie Carter deserves. And she's, at the end of the day, she's the one who okays the Vince Russo.
Yeah.
And she okays the lie. And you know what? You reap what you sow. And that's you got what you deserve, Dixie. And I do not feel bad for Dixie Carter.
Oh, God.
And like I say, as a wrestling fan, I feel relief because it's like, it's almost like a weight off my back because all these years I was waiting for them to do better. For a while I cared and I was like, really?
Yeah,
you know,
a couple years
pissed.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you're pissed off when they first brought in Russo and all this stuff. And it's like, you know what? I can cut ties and I can move on with my life without having this thing sitting there that I'm constantly pissed off about.
Yeah.
That it's not as good, not a true alternative. And,
You
know, and watching them fuck up and watching them lose money and watching them hire Russo again. And then getting rid of him again. Then watching them hire him again.
Well, that's the best part about all this, is when they go down, Russo won't get hired again. So that's going to be...
No, that'll be it for him in wrestling. Unless he starts his own company again, like Glory by Honor. Or Glory,
yes,
Ring
of Glory.
He did that one Christian wrestling show he put on.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it's... It's, you know, as a wrestling fan, it's, to me, it's almost a relief.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and I've known this, I mean, people who've had, you know, somebody they care for who's on life support for a long, long time. I mean, they finally go, they've already done their grieving.
Yes.
And it's just a relief, and this is almost what it's like, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so we got five choices here.
Okay.
Okay. We've got Japan. Mm-hmm. We've got WWE. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've got Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. We've got the Indies, or we've got Retire.
Okay.
There are four choices. So, where do you see Bobby Lashley ending up?
Indies.
Indies, yeah. And I would count MMA as the Indies, right? Yeah. The
he
Wolves.
He could go to Japan, but Indies is most likely. The Wolves, Japan.
Yeah, Wolves, Japan. Austin Aries?
Indies. And Ring of Honor.
I think Ring of Honor. What about Gail Kim?
They can't really afford a lot of guys in Ring of Honor. They have a big roster already.
They do, yeah, I was going to say.
And he's not going to be cheap. He could end up in the Indies, but I think we've seen guys now, that don't come in and aren't regular, but can make occasional shots, like AJ and Bad Influence.
Bad Influence, I
suspect, yeah.
Now, they are going to be filming a new season of Tough Enough.
No, Austin Aries, I say Ring of Honor.
So. All right, how about Gail Kim?
Retire.
Yeah, I think just retire with her. Then how about Abyss?
Indies.
Indies, yeah. Angelina Love?
Retire.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of indie work. I mean, there's the conventions, I guess, right?
Yeah, I consider that part of retirement.
So, yeah. Bobby Roode.
Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I guess. The bad part is that he's not, you know, and then you go to, he's too old.
If this was 3 years ago, if they went out,
yes.
If this was 3 years ago, he ends up in the WWE.
Yeah.
Now he's out of, yeah, I think he's probably Ring of Honor.
Yeah. What about Bram?
Retired.
Indies,
maybe,
I guess.
Probably retire.
I mean, I could see him going to Indies and trying to get back into NXT.
He was there before. He was cut by WWE because he had
DUI and such, I think, was that thing.
Different things.
Because he was the other Ascension.
Yeah. And maybe they'd go, okay, he seems to have pulled himself back together. We'll give him another shot. They've done something like that before, so it's possible.
It's possible.
But I think most likely he's retire.
Yeah. Brittany.
Retire. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. How about Brooke?
Retire. No, Indies.
Yeah, Indies. People will pay for Brooke's ass.
Yeah, they will, yeah.
Bully Ray.
Ooh. Yeah. I could actually see Bully Ray in the WWE.
Yeah, I could too.
I actually think
that would be where he would go. And again, TNA's not dead quite yet, so it is possible that, like, this timing could coincide with, say, Bully Ray being a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble.
That's right.
You know. And then, I mean, if you want to do, if Paul Heyman needs a guy,
yeah,
you know, next summer.
I just think, considering he's in the best shape of his life, he knows how to work, he's actually a good guy. He could be an agent. He could be these things, you know,
yeah.
Do a lot of stuff behind
he's
the scenes.
Got the 3D
afterwards.
School, right? The academy.
Yeah, and He's one of the best talkers. He's one of the top 10 talkers in North America. Like, he's that good. Like,
oh, yeah.
On the mic, he's fantastic. All right, I think there's a good chance. Plus, he's got the history, and it's not like it's not like they have a bad relationship or a terrible relationship when they, you know, it's just, they had, creative had nothing for them.
And they had shit to say about Laurinaitis.
Yeah, but,
you know.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly, right? So, yeah.
And who's he now?
What about, if they're looking at, creative members that they need.
Uh-huh.
Christy Hemme.
Retired.
Indies.
Retired.
Do you think so?
Well, I think she's married to somebody who's very rich, like Gail Kim, and that's my logic.
Okay. No, then I would definitely say. And do you get Bully Ray and D-Von?
No.
No? Do you...
I see it much the same thing. Bully Ray goes in first, and D-Von at some point shows up, just like at some point he shows up again in TNA.
Yes.
Where it's storyline-wise, it makes sense, and that creates for a great pop.
Yeah.
But he's like the guy to save him on a 2-on-1 beat down by the Ascension or something.
The Rowans are beating the shit out of him.
The Wyatts are beating
the shit out of him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but immediately, no.
Could be Hall of Fame.
I could definitely see that.
You know?
They're about to go. Aren't they about to go into
TNA Hall of Fame? Yeah,
they're fucking bound for glory.
Yes,
fucking idiots.
I hope they have the convention.
Yeah,
because it'll be in Japan.
Yeah,
and all these people will talk to them in Japanese, and they won't know.
They don't have a convention.
It'd be excellent. Well, no, they did. It was like in a hotel with like
No, they had the dinner in the hotel with the...
Yeah, but then they also had, like...
Hall of Fame.
Cardboard things with, like, posters on it looking like a grade 6 science fair. Yeah, it was awesome.
I love you, TNA.
How did they go?
I'm going to miss this comedy.
DJZ.
Like I say, at some point, we're going to take a real serious look at the company and their fuck-ups and their occasional positives.
It won't be serious.
A long look, I should say. But closer to when they shut down.
Yeah, yeah. So next week.
Well, we'll be 1 week closer.
It's true. DJZ.
Indies.
Indies, yeah. Well, and he's also got The Amazing Race, right? Him and Brooke.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
On there. So, Eric Young.
Indies.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric Young will go back to... Yeah.
The thing is, he has a successful Outdoor Life network show.
That's true.
He'll always just work... he could retire, but he won't because he likes wrestling.
That's true.
So he'll work the indies.
Yeah. Ethan Carter III.
That's interesting.
No, it isn't.
Well, he's been really, really... I mean, here's a WWE guy. Totally repackaged, unrecognizable.
Yeah.
He's nailed it in TNA. He's been a bright spot. Great gimmick. He's performed great. His wrestling still needs to improve, but could he end up back at NXT?
I
see him as an outside shot. He ends up back.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. I think Indy's at first, and he's got to prove himself to get back in. I think that's...
And you have to keep in mind, as we're saying all this, WWE is on a... I mean, they've added Kenta. They've added Prince Devitt, but as a general rule, they're cutting.
Yeah.
They're getting more people than they're bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
So if they bring in a guy like this, they have to say, well, who are we going to cut to bring him in?
That's right.
You know.
I didn't even realize this
I mean, guy I could was... think of a few, but...
Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, there's going to be guys that don't make it. But Garrett Bischoff, speaking of guys that don't make it...
I don't even think he's there anymore. Yeah. He's just retired.
On the roster. He's retired, yeah. Gunner.
Who was that? Isn't there somebody... Well, that's Gail Kim. We already did her.
Yeah, we did.
Gunner? Probably... You know, I don't know.
I could see WWE looking at him.
The fact that he's a war veteran, he's got a good look. He's not bad. I don't think he's that old.
That's what I mean. I could see NXT in his future.
I could see him going to NXT. I could also actually see him in Japan.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
What about James Storm?
He's independent.
Yeah. I think he's going to live off the James Storm name and then quietly go away.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one. Jeff Hardy.
Oh. I would be willing to bet that he ends up back in the WWE.
I think so. Yeah.
I think there's a strong chance he does, and he probably does really well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I mean,
the question is, when he... you'll remember before... He was fired by TNA before, and he ended up back in WWE, and everyone was like, well, this is going to be a disaster. He was awful in TNA.
Yeah.
And they had to fire him. And then he showed up in WWE and was motivated.
Yes.
Now he's gone to TNA, and he didn't care at first, and he was not motivated, and he was on... But he cleaned himself up, and he gives a good effort. He wants to be Willow, but other than that, he gives a good effort.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since he's had any incidences. So the WWE is going to go, wow, it's been a long time, and he's Jeff Hardy, he has the name, he has the charisma, we have the catalog. The problem is, it's that many years later, and he's that much more beat up, and fuck, when you watch him wrestle now compared to even last time he was in WWE, he's not the same guy.
Yeah.
He tries, but he's not the same guy, much like RVD.
I was just about to say, maybe he gets an RVD deal.
Yeah.
Right? That he comes and goes, he comes 3 months, he goes 3 months. That might work.
And if he goes in, there's a slight chance I could also see Matt Hardy coming back, too.
Yeah. But Jeremy Borash.
Jeremy Borash, I could see starting his own little promotion.
I think he goes to Global Force.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah, if they do anything, I think that's...
That's a very strong possibility. If they ever actually show up somewhere, Jeff Jarrett's
Global Force. Because I just don't see Vince taking him.
No, God, no.
So. No. Jesse Goddard.
I mean, don't get me wrong, they could use him on the network.
They could. But.
And he has a lot of skills and a lot of experience that he's picked up over the years.
I mean, maybe he just... I mean, it's funny. You hear guys, you know, that get hired, like, long-time indie wrestlers that get hired to go work in, like, the production.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's what it is. Maybe he gets picked up to, you know, be a... You know, help coordinate live events or something.
That type of thing. I could see him. He has the experience for that.
Yeah.
If he's going to end up in WWE, it would be doing that. I don't see him on camera. Like I say, they could use him for the network, but they won't.
I do see Global Force, though, as his...
It's most likely, yeah.
Jesse Goddard's. Just done.
I don't think so. I think he really likes this. He's still young. He has, obviously, a terrific look. He's improved a lot. The problem is he's actually very short.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy who's, like, his gimmick is he's a big jacked up guy.
He's spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see him in Global Force, actually, as well.
Yeah. Again, if it ever gets off the ground, I'll call that indies, right?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Kenny King.
I think he burned his bridge with ROH.
Yeah, he definitely
could they bring
did.
Him back? I think it's highly unlikely. WWE, at one point, liked him. He might have burned his bridge there, too.
Well, he was on Legends House.
He was.
I could see either going in for NXT on the cheap. Japan as well. I mean, Shelton Benjamin.
I could see him in Mexico, actually.
That's true, too. Yeah, Mexico.
I could see Kenny in Mexico.
Yeah?
I think someone like Conan would look at him and go, I could use his skill set. He's actually a very charismatic guy and good talker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I think he's vastly underutilized. They were using him best when Austin Aries had the X title there, and they had, like, Dakota Darso and all those guys.
Well, actually, I mean, I love the King of the Night gimmick, but then he became the jobber of the group.
Yes.
The heel group. So.
Yeah. Kurt Angle.
I still think we're going to see him in WWE.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a match. I have a sneaky suspicion. I mean, nothing to base it on, but I have a feeling he's going to have a match.
Could TNA come to WrestleMania and you have Kurt Angle against Sting?
No.
You don't see that? I still say Sting and Jericho. That's my prediction.
It could be. I could see that.
We talked about Lashley. Madison Rain.
I think she's indies.
Yeah, I think she likes it, so I would say indies, but... Yeah.
Well, she's been gone from the company before, and she continued wrestling in indies. And
yeah. I think I don't know. But, see, NXT has lots of chicks.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing,
they
right?
No, I don't see her.
They don't need any women right now.
I don't see her.
So, I just don't... No. Any of these women, I just don't see them taking any of them. But
no.
Magnus.
Boy. Magnus should end up in WWE. Will he?
He should.
But he absolutely should. He's 26 years old.
Yeah.
He's been wrestling for like 8 years. He's got a great look. Tall. Like
yeah.
Like, you know, he's a good speaker.
How
he's improving in the ring. He still has a long way to go, but he's improving.
I tell you how Magnus's career goes.
Okay.
Magnus's career goes in three factors.
Okay.
How well Adrian Neville does short term, how well Devitt does short term, and the influence of that William Regal has or does not have.
Yeah. What about Mickey James? What's her situation with the WWE? His situation with her.
Yeah, I don't know about his situation with her, to be honest, but...
I don't think it's necessarily all that positive.
No.
I don't think it ended up on that.
No.
And I don't think, I mean, there's rumors that he's the father of the kid that I think she just had recently.
But I don't know
if that's true or not.
She couldn't block it, let's put it that way.
Well,
a part-time trainer isn't going to have... I mean, they want her for the Hall of Fame was the talk, but...
Yeah.
I still say put fucking Sable in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, God, I agree. Totally.
But,
I think it's a good... I don't. Is Brock Lesnar even there at the Hall of Fame's, like... With Sable, does he even go to these black tie things? Or he just hates it so much. Leave it at that.
Yeah, I didn't see. I mean, he would go with Sable, obviously, but
as a general rule, last couple of years,
I don't think he has. No, I don't think he has. So,
sorry. I think he's going to end up in WWE, but he could also end up back over in Europe.
Manic.
Oh fuck, he's indies.
Yeah, indies. The Knox. Or better yet, what about Crazy Steve?
The Knox is probably... I think he has an outside chance of joining the Bullet Club, for instance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he's more likely he's done. And I mean done. He's probably retired.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess retire.
Yeah. Mike Tenay.
Oh, retire.
Yeah. Yeah, retire.
He'll go back. He'll do something in wrestling, but it won't be for a company.
Oh, he'll be on with Brian and Dave.
Yeah,
you know,
daily.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, he's one of Dave Meltzer's best friends. So
yeah,
yeah.
So
I mean, he could have a. I could easily see him in Global Force, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they need a voice, I mean,
a booking. Just, you know,
if Lucha Libre USA needs an English announcer. Right?
Yes.
Or whatever that's called, AAA America. Or whatever,
yeah.
Right? Or if they do want to put any of the Japanese, you know, any of that kind of thing, I could see that, right? What about Mr. Anderson?
There's a chance that he can end up in the Indies, but most likely he's going to retire.
Yeah. I think he'll go in.
Because he's been talking retirement anyways.
Yeah. He'll go in for the. The short-term cash-in indie payday, like Raven and such.
Yeah, exactly. That's my figure.
Montel Vontavious Porter.
MVP will end up back in Japan.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's go to Japan again. Again, ODB, same story as all the other guys.
Yeah, yeah. And she just started following us on Twitter.
That's true. That's true. And we thank her. Oh, I'm not even going to... Rhino!
Fuck, whatever.
Yeah, Rhino's just... Rhino goes back like House of Hardcore.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. He goes on ECW revival shows, right?
Things like that, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Robbie E was the guy that was on with Brooke, was on The Amazing Race. DJ Z is Zima Ion.
Zima Ion's an independent. Robbie E is independence.
I say Zima Ion has an outside shot of ROH. Yeah.
He could.
Robbie E just go back to the Pennsylvania independence from which he came.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Rockstar Spud.
Oh, he's Europe.
Yeah, he just goes back to Europe. Yeah.
It's too bad. He's so charismatic. I think WWE should use him. But then again, they already have a Brian Maddox.
A Brad Maddox.
Same thing.
Samoa Joe.
I think he's going to end up in WWE.
To you, really?
Yeah. But most likely is ROH.
ROH.
ROH is your best bet. If I'm a money man, I put ROH down.
He's not going to
WWE. If I'm going with my gut, I think he's ending up in WWE.
I don't think he's going to WWE. I just don't see it. Samuel Shaw.
Oh, fuck. He's done.
Yeah.
I don't even think anybody in the independents would want him, so retire.
Yeah. Sanada. We'll just go back to Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
Tigre Uno, we'll just go back to wherever, Japan or Mexico.
What about Taryn Terrell?
Taryn Terrell. That's interesting because you do not have Drew McIntyre under contract anymore.
No. And she's shown improvement or whatever. I would be willing to bet she retires.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, she was, she didn't seem like she was hurting. And I think she married Rich too.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Hot chicks too.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Taz.
Retire?
Yeah. No, I'm just asking. I'm just saying.
Global Force? I don't know.
Retire Global Force? I mean, again, ECW revival shows, so he'll get some paydays for that.
But even then, they need an announcer or a guy to cut a promo. Because he's not going to wrestle.
No, that's it. But, I mean, he'll sign autographs and he'll do all that shit, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I think... There's no room in WWE for him, unfortunately. Well, there is, if you get rid of Lawler, which would be great. Because you could have Cole and Taz on Raw, say, and Cole and JBL on SmackDown, right? It just, I like that. I've always liked the idea of two different announced teams. Or at least two different...
I like that. I mean, I'd love to see him back. I mean, JBL on one and Taz on the other one. And, you know... Say goodbye to King.
Well, just Jerry Lawler can be an ambassador. That's fine. Yeah, I mean, whatever, fine, right? I mean, you don't fire the guy, but...
I don't see it happening.
Oh, me either. Me either.
You know, I mean, could I see him on those panels that they do?
The P-anals?
Like a pay-per-view event or whatever.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could absolutely see that.
Kickoff show.
Yeah, kickoff show and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, speaking of the P-anals...
Yeah.
The SummerSlam P-Anals, the only one that's sold out is Stone Cold Steve Austin. So
what are the other ones? Do you remember?
DX.
DX, okay.
DX, P-Anal. And the other one is, there's Hogan.
Yeah.
And then there was one other one where, Those are the three big ones, though.
Okay.
Where Austin had one, Hogan had one, and
I DX. Still love that Hogan said, even like a few years ago, if me and Austin had a match, I would have been the one who was the babyface and got the cheers. No, you wouldn't have.
Oh, you mean like at Mania 18?
Well, he was thinking, well, anytime.
Anytime, yeah. Well, Mania 18, that probably would have been true. Because people wanted their Hogan.
No,
that crowd wanted the red and yellow.
Because if that was the case, then they would have given a Mania 18, actually, yes, in Toronto.
Yes. Yes. They wanted their red and yellow.
That's the one time. Okay, yeah. Anywhere else. Yeah. Any time after that, within 4 months after that.
Oh, yeah.
People would have been cheering Austin.
Oh, hell yeah. They already, look at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right? But, yeah. That's total nonstop action. So, odds are we may never have to talk about them again.
And you know what? The action is about to stop.
Yes.
See what I did there?
See, yes. So, totally. Another lie. Just another lie perpetuated by Dixie Carter.
Yes.
That cunt. I will get... that's what I'm going to miss, actually. Calling Dixie Carter a cunt on a weekly basis. I am gonna... I may shed a tear for that.
I'm gonna be happy when you're no longer doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that means she's irrelevant and out of the business forever. Where does Dixie Carter go? Indies?
Back to Mommy and Daddy, doing whatever she was doing before she was working in TNA offices as an accountant or whatever.
No, she was in public relations.
Or whatever bullshit. Yes. Yeah, she'll do something like public relations.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, interesting.
You know, Jeff Jarrett's going to need a public relations guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
So will Karen Angle or Karen Jarrett. But anyway, that's the total.
Well, Karen Jarrett, she just tells them to fuck off.
And don't you fucking touch me.
Don't you fucking touch me. Get your fucking hands off me.
Yes. Well, let's, now that we're 42 minutes into total nonstop action.
Who cares?
Let's talk about WWE. Let's talk about the Summerfest. What's going to happen at the Summerfest?
Let's talk about WrestleMania.
Okay. Which WrestleMania is this?
31.
30 fucking one.
And we know pretty much going into this, we know that Lesnar's winning this belt.
Yes.
And holding it until Roman Reigns.
This championship title.
he's going to win the title and hold it until WrestleMania.
Yes.
So now I talked about both.
What?
Welcome.
He is going to hold the strap on till...
Yeah, Brock Lesnar. Now, you asked me about SummerSlam. I just told you about SummerSlam, and now I told you about WrestleMania.
Excellent.
And we know the plans.
We know the plans. I've liked the Cena-Lesnar build thus far. You know,
Cena was really good Monday.
Cena was really good Monday.
It was not in the match. No. He was horrible in that match. The match was good. Because the story was good, but he was terrible.
The best was that he was probably the...
The best is that he said, I'm going to rustle circles around you, and then proceeded to fuck up almost every spot he did the whole match.
Yes, you can't wrestle, says Cesaro.
And then he didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But the best part about that is, yes, Cena had a great promo.
Yeah.
But and the best part about it is that it was the third best promo on the show.
Yeah, I guess it was.
I mean, Paul Heyman come out and cut a great promo.
Of course.
With Cesaro, I'll count that as one.
And Chris Jericho.
Oh, I was going to say Zeb Coulter.
Oh, yeah, Zeb Coulter
cut a great promo.
Oh, it was great,
about
yeah.
what the flag means. The flag is, you know, the American, yeah. real, what is it, we the people, you know, then he'd say something like, hot dogs in on a cold... You know,
something about
cool summer nights, hot women, we the people, right? And yeah. I guess he was saying it the third time, we the people, and I was just like, by the third time he was saying it, I'm like, that's hard times, baby.
But it was a terrific promo. Oh, it was a great promo.
It was.
And then they had the brawl, and then the crowd's going nuts for Swagger.
Yes.
And I'm watching that, and my immediate thought after was, who would have thought, how long ago was Mania? 4 months ago? Three months ago?
Yeah, 3-4 months ago, yeah.
Who would have thought 3 months ago on that Monday Night Raw, the night after WrestleMania,
yes,
that Jack Swagger would be more over and in a better position than Cesaro.
And a bigger baby face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, right? Just and so, unfortunately for us and Mr. Hager, it's...
Jake Hager. His real name.
This is about he's going to lose to Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
Probably at the Night of Champions, I would think.
You don't think it's a SummerSlam match?
I believe they may have a...
flag match?
I think they're going to have a Darren Young match.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll
Darren Young on a pole.
Yes, a flag match. Which is
apparently fairly common for him.
Very common, yes. But I could see Swagger winning the flag match. Because you don't have to pin Rusev.
Well, you already beat Rusev on main event.
Yeah, but so 40,000 people saw it. And again, that was a DQ, you know. But you know what? Rusev won by countout.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing is, if you could do Swagger winning in SummerSlam in a flag match where all you got to do is come up and grab the flag and wave the fucking thing,
mm-hmm.
and then Rusev can win the final few.
Well, what you do is you say, you beat me by countout, I beat you by DQ. Now I beat you in the flag match. Okay, and then you set up a submission match.
A no count out, no disqualification.
No, just submission.
There's submission, sure.
Submission. Since both
ankle
guys
lock,
use a
right?
ankle lock versus the
accolade. Yeah.
Right? And he wins. And we move on to the next guy, and it's fine.
Yeah.
And you know what? Swagger doesn't come out of this poorly, and
no.
Rusev is still that, you know, juggernaut.
That's it, right? So, I mean, that's where I would go.
Yeah.
That's where I would go.
I think there's a strong chance they'll do something like that.
Well, they're talking about the flag.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row now it's been about the flag.
Do I think there's a chance that Rusev wins the flag match? Sure.
Oh, there is, yeah.
But
I think it's guaranteed to be a flag match at this point.
I think so. I think we know it will be, yeah.
Yeah. What else? So that's also at the Fest. Roman Reigns and Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm.
I thought was really good this week. Randy Orton was fantastic.
Yes.
And
Randy Orton was a really just, he was a heel.
And.
A great heel.
But you know what, he didn't get the title shot.
And it pissed him off.
And it pissed him off, and he didn't get the title shot, and you're not going to get a title shot as long as Roman Reigns is around, because he's going to fuck it up for you.
Yeah.
So then he goes and fucks up Roman Reigns.
We're doing the same storyline as we are doing with Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
But. We won't have them on, or at least Ambrose on, so people don't realize we're doing the same story.
Well, but no. Well, that's not the reason. But we'll get to the reason in a second. But I mean, I just when he's like, "You cost me the shot. You cost me my belt."
You say it's not the reason. It was not the reason, but it was convenient as well.
No, but the reason Dean Ambrose wasn't on the show is because they wanted to have Rollins face Jericho,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to have the Wyatts come in and finish,
and they couldn't figure out
a way not to explain Ambrose
not
coming out, so they
yeah.
said he was on a promotional thing, and then was in the dark match.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whatever, I mean, that doesn't matter, it's wrestling, but
it's
cool. Yeah, so I mean that's the thing, and
you do have the same storyline going on there. That's odd, but yeah, as far as the...
you kind of do, but at the same time, it's like
you do, and they know it, but they do. Whatever,
and it's fine. It's working.
Fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The point is that Orton beat the shit out of him. Well, this was the first time in the history of Roman Reigns,
yes,
that he has ever been made to look vulnerable.
Yes.
So now we will see, because so much of why he's being such a big star,
yeah.
and his mystique has been that he has been...
The menacing, cold, cool, nothing gets to me.
And unstoppable force, right? Who all of a sudden looks human.
Yes.
So it's possible, it sells this match better, because he got the shit kicked out of him, and now you want to see him get revenge.
Right.
But it's possible it actually hurts how over he will be down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll remember that's happened with many guys. I mean, hell, it even happened at one point with The Undertaker.
Yes.
You know, where he was unbeatable, and the first time he showed vulnerability, he lost some steam.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
We will, but
we won't be able to tell right away.
No, you won't.
We'll see if it affects... How he's perceived.
Yeah, and it's going to kind of be in October, how he's kind of getting over, right? I mean, this is going to be what his thing is. But
I watched the SmackDown, and it had a Cesaro versus Ambrose match that was a no DQ. And of course, they never bring up what happens on SmackDown or on Main Event, which I don't get.
Yeah.
But I can almost understand SmackDown, because it's like, well, fuck, we don't want to tell people there's more free TV. For more free wrestling on, then they'll never pay for the network.
We don't want to tell people that exactly the same match is happening on Friday.
Well, it's like, no, not all of them.
Well, no, but a lot of them.
No, not often.
Yes, very often.
No.
I read stuff that happens on Monday, and it mostly involves the mid-card glut that doesn't matter.
Okay, mid-card glut, yeah. But either way, you had a really, really good match between Cesaro and Ambrose. And the point being, though, that they never talk about it. I think it's because they don't want people realizing there's more free TV, but why don't they talk about Main Event, since you'd have to pay for that on
exactly.
But anyways, and Main Event was really good this last week, too. The best part of it, maybe, of just this... I mean, you had, the new Nation of Domination out there. That was good.
Hmm? No. What did you call them?
The new Nation of Domination.
That's not their name.
Oh, what is their name?
They're the Langston of Domination.
Okay, the new Langston of Domination.
Langston.
Big E. Xavier Woods.
Yes, soon to be Mark Henry.
Kofi Kingston.
R-Truth.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
I hope they're heels. I want Kofi to be a heel.
They're going to be their heels for sure.
Good.
Okay. Anyways, they had them on Main Event. You had like I say, the Cesaro.
Who did they face on Main Event though? Ribaxel?
Yes, and they lost to Ribaxel.
They lost on Main Event.
On Main Event, no, they lost in the Raw. Right on the Main Event, they beat.
That
was like a thrown together team.
Gator.
That was it. It was Slater Gator.
Slater Gator.
Which is my new favorite act.
Yes.
Slater Gator. In fact, the people were even chanting for it. That's Titus O'Neil and Heath Slater.
Yeah. Were they announced as Slater Gator?
Well, no.
Okay.
Because the gimmick is Heath Slater's like, man, we're Slater Gator. We're the greatest team ever. We're awesome. And Titus O'Neil's like, look, they booked me in this match with you this one time. I got to do this match with you. Quit calling me. Quit texting me. Quit trying to get a hold of me. I don't like you.
Nice.
And then he'll walk away, and Heath Slater will say to Renee Young, he didn't mean that. I don't know why he would say such a thing. And Titus O'Neil will go back, will you quit talking about me behind my back? It's just awesome. It's so funny.
I need to see this.
This is great.
Because this was the greatness of the original primetime players.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. This is just tremendous. But I almost would like to see Titus O'Neil in that group, too.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's black.
Well, he fits. I was just going to say he fits.
And he fits because he's black. I didn't book it.
Well, yeah. You know what they need? It's a white guy with a blonde haircut to come out and say, enough is enough. It's time for a change who really fits in.
That's what they need. So you could...
Dolph Ziggler?
Who could fill that void?
Dolph Ziggler, right? Huh?
No. Not Dolph Ziggler. You know who should join, actually? Tyson Kidd.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Tyson Kidd
enough
should join.
Enough is enough!
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be great. Hmm. And Alicia Fox, is she going to join?
Obviously.
Yeah. Cameron. Naomi.
What's her name down in developmental?
No. What's his
You're
name?
A fan of her. I'm not. Charlotte's best friend. No longer.
Oh, Sasha Banks.
That's it.
Yeah. Rock's only going to half join. In fact, that could be the match. The two of them go for the tag titles against the Usos, and The Rock is a special referee.
And
whose side
torn.
Is going to be on?
He's torn.
Yes.
I love it.
Book it. There's your summer.
So anyways, you had this really good match between Cesaro and Ambrose.
Yes.
Falls Count Anywhere. The major move is, you know, that the Cesaro suplex thing from the apron. It brings them in.
Oh, yeah, brings them in.
And Ambrose, because he's crazy, had thrown like 14, 15 chairs in the ring. So they're just scattered all over the ring. So they do this, and they both land on them. It was insane. But I'm watching this, and I talked about earlier about the last time we did a show. Last week, was that?
A week and a half ago, I think.
Two,
it was before
3 weeks, 4.
It was before Butthole Ground.
five, six weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. January.
Back then, when we did our last show a couple weeks ago, I said, I think that Roman Reigns, I don't think he's going to work out like they want. And I don't. I don't think he's going to be The Rock or Steve Austin or even John Cena. I think he's going to be Randy Orton, which is pretty damn good.
Sure.
You know, that's a big level to get to, but I don't think he has the potential of those other guys, and I think Dean Ambrose does.
Mm-hmm.
But having watched, like Ambrose and Cesaro and Reigns versus Del Rio on SmackDown, as well as Reigns, you know, on Raw and everything, it really got me. One thing that Reigns has, though, is he has those three recognizable moves.
He does. He's got his spots.
He's got his spots. And that's something that Ambrose is lacking that he needs to get, because that's so important for the WWE. I mean, it doesn't have to be the most spectacular spot. I mean, one of Steve Austin's spots was a Luthez press.
Yeah.
But when he hit it, and the timing was right, and the psychology was right, and he hit it, and it was the sign that his babyface comeback was about to start, the crowd would go nuts for it, even though it's not that special-looking move.
Right.
So it's all about, you know, under timing and knowing how to use it. But that's something, I mean, Reigns has, that's one area he's hugely ahead.
Yes.
He has the Superman punch and the Superman kick, we'll call it, because it doesn't have a name, and the spear, right? Whereas Ambrose has that kind of where he bounces into the ropes and
he does have that spot. He has that
spot. Now, they've already ruined it a couple times, though, because it's being countered. It was countered by Orton for a
moment. Yeah, he went right into the RKO. Yeah.
So they have to not do that. But he has that one spot. He needs two or three more.
Who is it? Nigel McGuinness used to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. But yes, he does need some more spots.
He needs a couple more, because so much of the WWE audience is trained to pop to the spot.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's what they are, right? Yeah. I mean, it's recognizable. And look at things like guys that are over, like The Godfather.
Yes, right? He had spots.
He had spots, and he had his catchphrase. You know, the New Age Outlaws had spots and catchphrases. I mean, DDP, for God's sake, said, you know. So, I mean, there's all sorts of examples of it, and that's...
Well, Shawn Michaels had his kip-up. It was a spot.
Oh, no, he did the flying
forearm to the kip-up.
To the kip-up.
That was a spot.
And then he did the thing, and that's usually led to the sweet chin music.
Exactly.
Right? That was exactly. That was his
It's spot. So much of it people are trained to, so they have to have those recognizable spots. John Cena has his recognizable spots. Randy Orton has his recognizable spots. The draping DDT. The backbreaker thing that he does on his own back.
Now he's got the kick.
The kick, the RKO, obviously. So he has enough of his own spots that people are trained to pop for those.
Yes.
So that's Reigns has that. Ambrose needs that.
Ambrose, yeah, you're right. That will help him get over. Crowd wants to get over, or wants to get behind him.
Whoa, crowd dying to get behind this.
Yeah, guy. And again, he wasn't on Raw, so it's... I'd love to see him...
And that pisses me off. I'm like, because, okay, fine, he's not there. Say he's not there.
They did.
Say he's not there, but send a video message.
Oh, I see.
I'm not there this week. You're thinking this is the week, then you can cash it in. Go ahead and think that. You know what? Doesn't matter. Because no matter what happens, SummerSlam, I'm getting my hands on you, and I'm leaving you as a crushed stain in the middle of that match. Whatever.
And that leads me to my point that I was going to bring up, and so it segues to it nicely, is Rollins didn't try to cash in.
No.
Ambrose wasn't there.
I know.
Like, that was so... I left that show when they said Ambrose wasn't there. I was thinking, oh, okay, well, good. Seth, you know, they can say Ambrose isn't there. They can...
But Cena wasn't beat up enough.
No. But they could... And they could, though. Fucking beat him up, and then...
Yeah, I know.
And then... But then Seth thinks he's not there. And yeah, he is. Because he was.
Yeah.
Right? And then, boom, he costs him the thing... That adds fuel to the SummerSlam fire. It gets rid of this briefcase the briefcase is...
Okay. The whole thing... There's so many holes. Like, if you want to pick apart the show...
Okay.
I mean, I enjoyed the show.
So did I, actually.
It's good Raw. There's things you can pick apart all the time. There's the point where Triple H is in the ring with Stephanie, and they're about to call out Brie. And they call out Brie. And Jericho's music hits. And Jericho's sitting there and insults them.
Yeah.
And then there's Triple H who goes... Because your opponent for tonight will be... And then Rollins hits him behind. So how does Triple H know that guy's coming out if he thinks Bree's coming out?
Yeah, yeah.
How does Rollins know he's supposed to come out there?
Yeah.
And that's what Triple H is going to see next? That's where it comes across as so scripted and phony, it takes me out of the moment. Because I'm like, so that's impossible.
Yeah.
Like, there's no logic here.
No, I know.
Like, you're... What a coincidence. I said you're going to have an opponent tonight, and somebody who I actually wanted you to face that didn't know he was going to face you, the right guy hit you from behind. Huh. Oh, golly gee, that's awesome.
It's a lucky coincidence.
Fuck you guys.
But I think, so do you think then in saying that now, Rollins has got to hold this briefcase till like April? Like, you think he's Roman Reigns' first opponent?
This is where I was actually going to go. I mean, I'm looking at WrestleMania. Okay, so Reigns wins the belt.
From Brock. So Brock holds it from SummerSlam to WrestleMania.
So that means that Rollins can't cash in.
Exactly.
And that means that from the point where WrestleMania is to the next Money in the Bank is, what, 2.5 months?
Yeah.
So he's got a 2.5 month window to cash it in. So either he cashes it in and fails, bad for him, or he cashes it in and takes the belt away from Reigns immediately, bad for him. So you booked yourself in by giving this to this guy who's a heel when you have a heel long term and already knew your champion is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You booked yourself into a corner, and that's where they find themselves. There's a couple ways out of this, but it's not easy.
My way out of it is that Rollins cashes in the May pay-per-view, loses, and then has the... Because then it's just the beginning of...
But it's got to be a heel way to cash in. It can't be a straight one-on-one.
I don't know.
And if he loses, and especially if he loses, it'll kill him.
I don't think it'll kill him. But I've
seen that it killed some guy. It certainly killed Ambrose. Or not Ambrose. What's his name?
Well, Sandow was...
Sandow, yeah.
Yeah, but Sandow wasn't... It's not like Sandow was here at the top, you know, lost the briefcase and it's down.
If Rollins in the May pay-per-view Extreme Rules... goes through an Extreme Rules match, barely survives, is bleeding and whatever, and the guy cashes it in and fails, he looks like an idiot.
He does. He absolutely does. This, I think, would have to be a booked match.
That doesn't work for a heel. We've never seen a heel do that. We've seen one babyface ever do that. We've never seen a single heel do that.
That's true. We kind of, I mean, didn't Cena...
okay, two babyfaces.
Cena coaxed... Sandow. Didn't he egg him on?
And Cena cashed it in. Cena said he was going to do it. They're RVD.
Yes.
But, I mean, we never really had a heel do that. And it doesn't make sense. And Sandow is hopefully, as a character, much stupider than Seth Rollins. It doesn't make any sense.
If it was
the authority says you're going to have three matches, and your third one, he's cashing it in. So that way he has to go through like a gauntlet thing, maybe it works. I think the other thing you could do is, I think you could do a double turn with Ambrose.
Well, the other thing I see is that I don't see this plan sticking with Roman Reigns. We talked about it. I mean, I just don't see it.
Well, even when you're watching him against Jericho, I'm like, boy, his offense is just geared to be a babyface.
Yeah.
He does all these cool, great, ninja-like moves. Those are moves people want to cheer.
I just don't see Roman Reigns...
Oh, sorry, I was talking about Rollins.
No, I know. I'm just saying I don't see the Roman Reigns plan sticking.
You think come Royal Rumble, they're going to go, he's not over enough?
He's not over enough. I think come, Siamese, they're going to go, what do we do?
Possible.
And then Royal Rumble is actually when Daniel Bryan is scheduled to return now. Is it January the Rumble?
And
so.
And I think there'll be a point where, I mean, the crowd has not given up on Ziggler. We'll see if he gets the Daniel Bryan type love at some point. And Ambrose has a chance to get it too, because he's the guy who isn't chosen.
Yes. But I mean, the yes chance is still... over.
Very over.
It's still, I mean, and it's not a situation where, I mean, it's with Brie, who's associated with Brian.
Yeah.
So that's why there's the yes.
Yeah.
It's not like the Big Show comes out and they start chanting yes. You know what I mean? Like,
and when he tried it, yeah.
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 And so it's associated with the guy. The guy is over. I mean, they were saying, because Stephanie tried to lead them with... In the yes chant, and it just didn't really...
No.
So, I mean, that's... It's a Daniel Bryan, when he comes back, is going to be this WrestleMania push X Factor again.
Yeah.
And
we'll see if... You're right, Reigns may not work. But if Daniel Bryan against Brock Lesnar is your... Because keep in mind, Daniel Bryan beating Brock Lesnar was originally the SummerSlam plan.
Yes, that's right. So do it at Mania.
Do it at Mania.
You imagine coming back from a neck injury?
And then he... You know, the story would be great. The crowd would go crazy.
Yeah.
But then if he loses it to Rollins, I don't think it hurts him necessarily as much.
Yeah, if in the May show...
Because at that point, he'll have won two main events of WrestleMania.
And I think Bryan's pretty much Teflon.
Yeah.
I mean, all the whole shit they try to do with Randy Orton...
Like I said, you could do the dual turn with Ambrose and leave Rollins with the briefcase. And I think that's very possible to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that, because I think Ambrose, now I'm convinced, will be a great babyface. But I think he'll be a great babyface and could be a heel longer, and it'll still work.
Yeah.
And he'd be a great heel, too. You know, because he's good.
That's the thing. He's just good, right?
Right. So yeah, I mean, I think you could do that. If you do that, if you do a dual turn and you keep him with the belt, then he tries to cash it in against Lesnar at Royal Rumble.
Right.
Loses, but it doesn't hurt him because he loses to the Royal Rumble in a clean match. As a babyface, Rollins loses to Lesnar, and Lesnar then is even more unbeatable when he's facing the guy who wins the Royal Rumble, which is Seth Rollins, a WrestleMania type deal.
Roman Reigns.
Oh, Roman Reigns, sorry. Fuck.
Yeah.
Too many R's.
I know. You know what? And then they had the match on Monday with Roman, or they were going to have the match with Roman Reigns against Kane.
Yeah.
And they were about to fight each other, and I was like, I looked at it, and I was like, no, I want them to be a team. I want them to be Roman Canes. I think this works.
No.
No.
No, really doesn't.
Not even a bit. Kane does need a new tag team partner, though.
Kane needs a new tag team partner, yeah.
Heath Slater actually would be a good tag team
partner. Oh, fuck, that'd be funny. The big red machine.
Yeah, the big red machine, baby.
Yeah, I like that. And then have Titus over with... Oh, then he can still do the same stuff.
Yeah, exactly, right? It would be like a Hell No type thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, come on, he didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Quit calling me, quit texting me. We're not friends, we're not a team. Yeah, it's like the Rock and
Rock and Sock.
Sock, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's true, but I did want to get to the Brie Bella Stephanie angle.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row. Well, because we haven't done a show in a couple weeks. Well, last week was when Stephanie got arrested.
Yes.
Which I thought was great.
I thought the angle where Stephanie got slapped, or where she slapped Brie, I thought was horrible.
Yes.
But the angle where she got arrested, I thought was tremendous.
Yes. And I mean, now you've got Cena saying, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yes.
Called the belt a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You've got Brie Bella saying, you know, you're a vindictive bitch. And then
Stephanie, I'm going to make you my bitch.
Stephanie's saying, yeah, I'm going to make you my bitch.
Bitch and ass is being used a lot.
Bitch, ass. Chicks are wearing skimpier clothing.
Much skimpier.
Zeb Coulter's talking about beer.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pushing this as much as they can.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is, now they've got the new deal.
Yeah.
That they're kind of like, well, fuck.
I think what it is... They probably look at what's popular on the network and say, hey, you know, all anybody's watching is stuff from the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
And that's all they're watching is the shit from those pay-per-views. Because the pay-per-views are the most, you know, they're watched, right? So they're looking at it and going, well, what's going to make us more money and what's more important for our long-term health?
Yeah.
The people paying for our product and buying the network or this toy fucking deal?
Yeah. Well... It's probably the toy fucking deal.
No, it's that network.
Well, for the long term, sure.
Oh, yeah, but it's that network.
I just still think that... I don't even think it's a matter of the toy deal. I mean, there is that, but as long as they don't go too far with it, you know, there's a fine line, right? And yes. I think they were doing that fine line about 2000, is when they had pulled back with the right to censor they had on. So that's when they pulled back, wasn't as gratuitous.
When was Katie fucking Vic?
That was like, oh god, like 03 or whatever. But that was your TL Hopper and the Goon era of the Attitude thing, where you had 3 minute warning in HLA,
yes.
Right, and a gay wedding, yes. and Katie Vick.
Yeah.
So you were, you know, and Shane McMahon getting his testicles electrocuted.
Yeah.
I mean, this is when they were out of ideas.
Yeah.
And so they just went with something stupid. So they had Duke the Dumpster Drosy, right?
Yeah.
So. But I think their best mix, I thought, was about 2000.
Yeah.
When The Rock was on top.
Sure.
Right? But now it's okay. I mean, I like the... I mean, I like the realism of the angle in terms of last week with the, you know, camera when they're laying
the
out
they
and the way they did it. Yeah, I thought that was good. And I liked Hunter, you know, being that, because I believe that would be Hunter.
Yeah.
Just being a sarcastic dick. Oh, this is, what is this, a hybrid?
Like, he's sitting there going, here, this is, think about it, this is a career choice you're making here. Guys, this is a career choice, which is hilarious, because his career choice, marry the boss's daughter.
Yeah.
He knows about them.
He does. He makes good ones. But, I mean, and then they, you know, with the whole, we need, Joey Mercury saying, we need your answer, and he's
Joey
like, I gotta
Mercury
go family.
Outlasts CM Punk in WWE.
That's right, the last member of the Straight Edge Society standing.
Yeah.
Joey Mercury. But,
You gotta get me a more comfortable seat, by the way.
What?
I'm looking at how comfortable your seat is.
Oh, this is great.
What the fuck are you in that? And I am in this hard... Like no padding.
Well, because I'm the host.
Fuck off.
We talk wrestling.
I want a better...
We talk wrestling with Addy and Mo.
I need a better chair. I may bring my own chair.
VYOC.
Fuck, my ass is killing me.
Yeah. That's a big pain.
Ugh.
But I just look at the way that came down, then the angle, the way that the show went off the air with the slapping, and the, you know, it was great. I especially enjoyed the Jamie Noble chant to end the show. It was tremendous.
Awesome. Yes.
The producer was watching the end of the show with me because she just got home, and she's just like, she's watching these chicks... you know, slap each other, and she's like, oh, all right, and then these guys, then it's like, Jamie Noble,
Fit Finley,
Joey Mercury, and there was one more, I don't even remember who it was, it wasn't even like Arn Anderson or IRS or anything,
no,
it was like somebody else, and I'm like, all of these guys used to be wrestlers.
Yeah.
And yeah, that chant, that was hilarious at the very end, and but I mean, it worked on television.
Yes, absolutely.
The live crowd.
I mean, I think that this angle has been really well done, and it's really over with the crowd, and it's great, and I'm really into it. And then I remember it's leading to a match between Stephanie McMahon and Brie Bella.
Going to lead
and
to
holy
a match.
Shit!
Oh,
even
yeah.
if I you can have the best stuff in the world. 2 minutes before that match is about to air, I'm going to be like, fuck, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
There's no way you can make me want to watch that match. I can enjoy all the other shit, but the actual match, I don't want to see that match.
No, that's the thing. I mean, and so we'll just enjoy the build and you know, whatever. Get beer during the thing. So.
Yeah.
But.
Where are we watching SummerSlam?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
Yeah?
Here, I assume.
Well, but, what about the Super China Buffet? Are you prepared to have all the people over?
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Maybe. I'll have to check with the wife. But, yeah. I look at that, and I thought that was a great way. Do we have any other Summerfest matches that are Jericho and the Wyatts, I guess? It was kind of paint by numbers.
Yeah.
You know, just a holding pattern. They didn't want to focus on it. And
AJ and Paige. Yeah, Paige is finally being allowed to show personality, which was the whole reason she wasn't getting over before.
Well,
she has some.
She did. She screwed it up the first week when they gave her the thing about the frenemies or whatever. The promo, it was not good. But this was great. This was definitely, I wouldn't call it great, actually. This was a definite
improvement. As soon as she, but even then she wasn't really heel. Now she's actually
heel. Yeah, now that she's heel, she's better.
If she's actually heel, this she can get, she can embrace.
The one thing that did not get over with the crowd the way that they wanted, and I could tell.
Stop with the CM Punk chants, Glenn.
Well, there is that.
Fuckers.
But, what did you call me? That was supposed to get a big
reaction, crazy thing?
Right? Yes, which is
a,
it's been a crazy.
I called you a fucker.
But then they went, what did you call me? And fucker. That was supposed to get...
Well, it took me forever. I'm sitting there going, that's something. I remember sitting at home going, something I'm supposed to remember here? What? And then I'm like, what? Oh, who cares?
Yeah, that she's the crazy chick.
Because she hasn't been that chick for so long.
No, I know.
That... Yeah.
It's, but, Anyway, that's the gimmick. What do you think? She goes crazy, so she's still going to be the crazy chick. But yeah, that line, "What did you call me?" I think you're going to hear that a lot from her.
Probably, yeah. Yeah,
because it did, but it didn't get over the first time.
No,
it was just something she said 15 times.
Yeah,
yeah. But I think that'll
be a moment, though.
That'll be good. You want to go to the mailbag?
No.
Let's go to the mailbag.
I want to have Buff on.
We will.
Wasn't it Buff and Vinnie Rue? Didn't we want... No, Vinnie, not Vinnie Rue.
Not Vinnie Rue.
It wasn't Vinnie Rue.
No.
It was Buff, and there was somebody else that was going to be on.
I don't remember. But you want me to call Buff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Boop. Oh, wait. No, I screwed that up. Let me hang up.
Oh, shit.
Click. Alright, let's try this again. Beep, boop, 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 beep, beep.
Is he on the moon?
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, 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 beep. Possibly.
Mars, maybe?
Alright. Ring.
Ring.
Ring. Ring. This is like the beginning of Eat Your Heart Out, Rick Springfield by Jimmy Hart. Ring. 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 Hi, Buff.
Hello, Addy. How you doing?
Oh, is this you, Buff?
It's me. How you doing?
You mind if I call you Buff?
You know, some people they call me Buff, and some people they call me Marcus. But some people they call me Marcus Alexander, and it depends on who you know.
Ah,
if you know me.
Okay then, Buff. You were in the news this past week.
Actually, if you want to know the truth, I was in the nude.
Really?
Yeah.
This past week. Because apparently there is a pornography that you have lended your abilities to.
That's right. I'm going to be in a porno.
A porno?
We're going to call it Monday Night Nitro.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Well, that's ample, because I guess if you do, is it going to be based on, like, say, 2000, year 2000 Monday Night Nitro?
I believe it is.
See, well, then it will suck. See?
It will, and you know what? We're going to have things on a pole.
On a pole, really? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's actually WCW in 2000. That's got the uncanny ability of being able to suck and blow at the same time.
Yeah.
So that actually, I could see why you'd make a porno.
I know, because I was on a program. Uh-huh. And I was in a porno, and it was Monday Night Nitro, and I was the tag team champion, and his name was Scott. So I'll be tag teaming a girl with Scott.
Really? With Scott?
With Scott.
Not with Lex, huh?
No, not with Lex.
No.
No, really. And the Monday Night Nitro, and then the next one's going to be called Look at Buff's Stuff. And then my third porno will be called Backdoor to Hollywood Anal Style 43.
Huh. Yeah. You know, I liked 40, but then after that, it's just been kind of down.
I know, but I'm thinking of writing this one myself.
Oh.
Hmm?
Director.
I'm booking my own angles.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. How's your mom?
Well, my mom's name is Judy, and my wife's name is Judy. And I asked them both if they can be in the porno, and they said, we're going to go with you, and we're going to negotiate your deal. And so they both went with me, and they negotiated my deal, but I was told that when I show up on the set, if I'm sick and I can't show up, to not have my mom call in for me.
Oh, so your mom negotiated your porno deal.
Well, and my wife.
And you still
the
have
Judy's.
It.
The Judy's.
And you still have it. The Judy's.
The Judy's.
Huh.
Whoa. I'm thinking of getting the Judy's into a porno. It'll be called the Judy's Duties.
The Judy's Duties. I like it. Although I think there may be like a circumcision fetish promo by that name.
The Johnsons?
I said porno or promo. I meant porno.
Oh, right. That was funny.
All right, Buff. Well, we're gonna let you go. Thanks.
They're gonna have to film it right here because I'm not allowed to cross the straight lines into California.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Bye, Addy.
Bye, Buff. That was Buff.
That was Buff Bagwell. You know, I just like to listen back, and that guy, I like to listen back when he's on the air because I like to just, I like to have him...
I always learn.
Well, I'm always learning about the business, the psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And he breaks down the business for me like that. And it's like being under the learning tree by a rustling master. And yeah. So I just like to take that time.
Yeah. You know, I walk away a richer man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the mailbag.
Okay.
Okay, we got Steven Leone. I don't know,
it's pronounced Ejemi.
Right. Idea if she's related to, he's related to Mandy Leone.
Oh, my favorite wedding.
Championships are obsolete these days, especially the Intercontinental and the Tag Team titles. What is your opinion of this?
See, he's right about the Intercontinental. He's certainly not right about the Tag Team titles.
Yes, well, that was what I was going to say. I think the Tag Team action hot and heavy here in the World Wrestling Federation.
It actually is. I mean, we're talking about how they destroyed all the teams, and they did. And now you turn around and all of a sudden they've really quickly built back up the Tag Team division.
Well, and they did it on the backs of a babyface champion holding the belts for an extended period of time.
Yes.
Like, the Usos are...
The longer they hold it and have great matches...
Yeah.
And knock down opponent after opponent, the more valuable those belts will be.
And the more valuable the Usos are going to be, because when you decide then to go with the Wyatt family or the Dusts, the Cosmic Keys or whatever the fuck they are, then the Usos are still going to be a team that you can put... in there that, like, the next guy is the next challenger, right?
You could put them on pay-per-view in a high spot, still people will be interested because the team is over.
Yeah.
And because they know they're going to get good action.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I think you could have them hold the belt for 2 years. Because if they hold the belt for two, because they're that good.
Yeah.
And they're that over. And if 2 years from now, somebody beats them for the belt, how big a deal would that
imagine
be? How much
will
those belts mean, right?
Exactly.
We've said it before. They have almost unlimited potential.
Yeah.
There's no reason. Like, we thought take the belts off them and put on the wines. There was a reason to. Mm-hmm. There's also a strong argument to be made for not doing it.
Argument.
And I don't think that the Usos and the Wyatts are done. So I think really what's great right now is the idea that, because again, we talk about WrestleMania and, you know, it's like, who does Cena have for WrestleMania? Rollins? Rollins is your most likely choice, right? Yeah. Who's Ambrose have? RKO or, you know, Jericho if he turns or something like that? Like, you wonder. But
Wyatt.
Usos right now. Or Wyatt, yeah. But the Usos right now.
Yeah.
You can say, book them in against the Wyatts. And don't have them have an action till then.
Yes.
But book them in at Mania, and I guarantee people will be interested because the action was so heavy.
Yeah.
And if the Wyatts win it that night, again, that'll be almost a year. It'll mean a shitload.
When did the Usos win the belts?
1 month after WrestleMania, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah. 1 month after.
But and then you look at, now you've got the Langston of Domination.
You have the
right?
Langston. Of Domination?
Domination.
How's the music song going to go? How's the music going to go?
We are the Langston of Domination. Langston of Domination. We are the Langston, living in color. Don't diss Xavier or he'll bum rush your mother. Listen what we're saying, it's for real, not playing. Xavier is a man, will hit your knees and start praying. That's how it goes.
I like it.
Langston.
So you got the Langston of Domination.
Well, I think if you're going to do a real Langston of Domination, okay, then you need
The real team. I mean, I know Kofi and Langston's the team, but the real team is Henry and Langston, right?
Well, and then Henry and Langston, and then you're going to get. I assume they need what's his name, Diego, because you need a Puerto Rican in there, right? who's recently been to jail?
Recently?
R-Truth.
He was in jail like 20 years ago.
Well, it doesn't matter, but so was Crush.
Good point.
So there you go. R-Truth is the Crush.
Okay.
So there you go. Because they don't have a guy from Hawaii right now, do they?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
No. So there you go.
The Kahuna Crush?
Yeah. The big man from Kona, Hawaii.
Yeah.
The original Hawaiian Punch. Orion Punch.
Orion Punch?
That's when I became Asian there.
Yes.
But,
the Orion Punch.
That's an excellent finisher.
That was hilarious.
That was an excellent finisher, the Hawaiian punch.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, so
no, I mean, the Intercontinental belt.
And I like it on Hollywood Miz. I don't think it's going to mean anything.
No, but I do like it there.
I just think that that is the belt to me that is going to take longer to rebuild.
Yes,
essentially. And we've talked about when they say, you know, what are your thoughts? We talked last time about or you know weeks ago about how if Brock Lesnar is only defending the title, say four times between now and Mania, you've got to fill those quote unquote B shows. With
main events.
With well, not even necessarily main events, but with those other titles in important contests. You could do Hell in the Cell on a personal issue.
Yes.
You know, you could do Reigns and Randy Orton, let's say, if you keep it going.
Yep.
Hell in a Cell to blow that feud off with no belt, right? No, if it's a big enough issue.
Yeah.
You know, so
it doesn't hurt, though, if the semi-main event is Miz defending against somebody. Or even if you did unify the U.S. and IC belt, and just had the one belt, it'd mean even that much more.
Yeah. Well, no, that's right. That's right. So that's an excellent question. Thank you for
because I do think, actually, that the belt does mean a little bit more because it's only going to be the one that Lesnar's going after.
Yeah.
That whole thing works.
Yeah. I think you need to unify that Intercontinental with the U.S., keep the Intercontinental, and then you, the less titles, less is more, right? Less can
be the idea of the European belt in the day made sense. And, you know, I mean, even the idea of why you would originally have had the IC and the world and the WWE and the U.S. and all this stuff made sense because you had two
because
brands.
Because of the brand split, yeah.
You know, whereas, you know, I mean, back in the day, the European, it was like, okay, well, it was actually really the gimmick just to put over Davey Boy Smith.
I mean, yeah.
Nobody saw it coming in the way it did. It was just a gimmick to put over Davey Boy Smith.
Yeah.
And it was because WCW had four belts, and it was a chance to defend a belt regularly on TV that they weren't gonna, that and not defend the others except for on pay per view.
Exactly.
That was the theory, right? But it's different now. The network, like all this stuff is different. And I want to talk about this actually because you had the Twitter question. I don't know if you have another one.
Yeah. There's another one.
Okay. SummerSlam, because we're talking about the build.
Uh huh.
So I have a sneaking suspicion this is going to lead to a lot of pay-per-view buys. And I don't mean network buys.
Yeah, I know what you mean, pay-per-view buys.
I have a sneaking suspicion they're going to do well on pay-per-view and not well at all on the network.
Yeah, well, Thursday, we're going to find out. Hopefully, we'll be able to do like a quick half-hour show
after I learn the dance
moves. After your dance revolution.
We're hoping to do 20, 30 minutes just on the network numbers, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's going to be...
But I really get the feeling that this has a lot of momentum and people are interested, and that when the time comes to watch it, they're going to go, oh, how do I watch it? I order pay-per-view, or they make plans for it, well, or feels like a big event, so they're doing this.
Let's put it this way.
I don't think it's going to lead to a lot on the network, but
Lesnar,
I think that...
Brock Lesnar has a lot of cachet and a lot of notoriety with, we'll call it former wrestling fans.
Yes.
And so, you know, they hear the name Brock Lesnar. Yeah, okay, Brock Lesnar, I'll buy that show. It's Brock Lesnar going to win the title. Yeah, we'll watch that for sure. How did former fans watch SummerSlam?
Through pay-per-view.
They bought it on pay-per-view, and I think that's...
This feels like a big event, and it feels like a pay-per-view all of a sudden.
No,
and
but I think what...
Not like Destination X, which Dixie Carter is promoting. Coming up next week, free on TV. The Destination X pay-per-view. Like, no, you fucking moron.
You cunt.
This is the exact opposite. At least if it's on the network, you're going to pay for the network.
Yeah.
This is on free TV. It's not a pay-per-view.
Yes.
You moron.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people have to get that extra tier in their cable package to get Spike.
Oh, okay.
See, so... cunt. But I think that...
You're going to miss that.
I am. But I think that it's going to be... I think it brings in a lot of fringe fans that are used to buying the show on pay-per-view.
Or people who think, oh, I don't want the hassle of the network. I'll just buy because I know this is what I know. And I think there's a lot of people out there who don't have the network who still don't really 100% understand how it works or what it looks like. They just still don't get it. So this is yet. And especially if you get to an older fan who's you know, older people generally, they aren't as tech savvy. And they're not on the Netflix as often and stuff like that. I think they're going to do really well on pay-per-view, all things considered. I get the feeling this would have been close to 500,000 buys if this had been on traditional pay-per-view.
Right.
And now it's probably, with everything, is we're probably looking at like 300,000.
Yeah,
I still think they're
going to
look at like 300,000 buys.
Yeah.
And what's the bump on SummerSlam on the network?
like 20,000-30,000?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, people have to be watching this
show.
Which
is ironic, because they're looking to build it towards people getting the network.
Yes.
But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. What do you think about the, there's been some conjecture.
825, by the way, against still my prediction.
Which?
835, I'll say now. 835 for the network numbers.
Oh, for the network number. And they had 667, right? What did I see?
You had it at 775, I think.
775. I think they gained about 100,000, yeah.
Okay, so you'll say 775. I'll stick with 835. Yeah. And I still say, though, if they get to 835, you're looking at 880 by the end of the year.
See,
Maybe 850, because you're going to lose about 100,000 people almost immediately when the six-month period for the network is up.
Yeah, I see maybe some regular growth. I mean, it's hard to say because it's going to be it's the first non-mania grow, and so we don't know if that's.
I think you had a large buy with people who went, oh, okay, I heard good things. They'll get it immediately after WrestleMania, and they didn't trust it at WrestleMania and got it immediately. And now I think you're going to have. Now I think it's going to be. This is where the real struggle I think is going to be.
Yeah,
but the way they've been acting, you think the real struggle's been going on.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it seems like a big struggle. But, I mean, again, I mean, if you're going
to promote... Much like Cesaro trying to get that match out of Cena.
Yes. Yes, although they may be more successful than Cesaro. I just think that...
The funny thing was, it wasn't a bad match, despite Cena being terrible.
Yeah.
He's, like, out of position here, he's too early here, he's just, you know...
Yeah, just... Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah. Okay, what else you got?
All right, so another question that we had was... At-risk teen.
Oh, no.
Is the name.
Okay.
What do you think of an NXT night on Raw?
Love that idea.
Where it's centered around some of the top talent in matches.
That's fantastic.
You do,
I think that is a fantastic idea. I never thought of that.
Just,
Even just if it's an hour, but... I mean, I think you'd have to promote the shit out of it, because I think it's such a risk that the ratings are going to plummet. And I don't think you could do the full 3 hours.
That's the thing.
You could do an hour, and you'd have to promote it, like, in the middle hour, and just promote the shit out of it, beginning and end, and tell people there's going to be more of your stars than you're used to, and they're at the beginning, but promote that hour, and I think you could do that monthly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I do think that that's one of the problems, is I think they should at least be showing clips of what's happening in NXT and the people down there. Because they...
Again, the fact that it's available on the network to them, I think, you know, again... And but the thing is, how many people know what it is? I like that idea as well. I think you could do... You could really only do an hour of it, I think. Like you said, in the middle.
Yeah.
Or even if you had, like, during the summer, called
to, like... Because I just think you're the I mean, that's not what they paid for at USA, and they don't want to see the rating just tumble.
No,
it is a risk.
But you could...
What, fuck, try it one time.
Or do a match. You could build NXT around, you know, the tournament final. You know, the two guys get to battle it out on Raw. And it doesn't have to be for a belt or anything. It's just... This is a tournament, and the last two guys in the tournament get to have a match on Raw,
or
and that's the reward.
Or, you know what, Ascension's held the belt for their closing in on a year.
Yeah.
You want to have them, they say that they want everybody, including the Usos. You show them. Keep showing clips of them defending people, and then have them defend it once on Raw against an NXT person.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we've held this for this long, you've held this for this long. We're better than you. We want the WWE tag titles. And people go, okay, these guys have some legitimacy.
We
to
could
help
do that.
NXT
yeah.
for a while. Like, there's a lot of ways to do it. I love that idea. I'm a big at-risk teen. I love you.
Yeah. I've heard that.
That didn't come out right.
Oh. No? Well, all right. I think I don't know. What else is there that's happening that's going on?
You know, there's
that's,
been like I say, there's been a lot of little news stories when you've been gone this long. There was them not putting the Rollins and Ambrose match on their battleground. We didn't actually give a review of that.
That's true. We didn't really do
Devitt
that.
But you know what? I think
we've talked about Devitt and Kobashi
for a second. And but we've talked about this is the major stuff. We're at 90 minutes. We're hoping to do a little show on Thursday. About the numbers, and I think we're good. I think we're OUT on this sucker.
Yeah, I think that's gonna do it here.
On this sumbitch.
This sumbitch. And in many ways, this sumbitch went sideways. So I believe that's a good way to wrap shit up, huh? So, yeah, so we're going to be kind of sporadic, hopefully Thursday. Hopefully we'll get, I don't know. Yeah,
we have mentioned it before, but some people are asking, where's the show? And shit's going on that's even bigger than wrestling.
Yeah. Addie is getting married, so, you know, we're going
to... We're still trying to convince the producer it's not the right move. We're still trying to save her.
Ah, yes. Hmm. Is that why you wrote 222 on the thing? Ah, okay. Makes sense now. She knows who Paul Heyman is, and she hates that.
but she must think he's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's why she knows who he is.
That promo a week and a half ago on Raw there.
The Brock Lesnar. Yeah.
Last night, but... Yeah, not last night, but the week before.
Yeah.
When Lesnar came out, oh, God, that's...
Some people who suckle at their mom's teat.
That's a money promo.
Yes.
And again, I'm going, okay, that's a money promo. People are going to buy SummerSlam. They're not going to get the network. They're going to buy SummerSlam.
That's interesting. That's going to be an interesting point to see how that...
This will actually be a very interesting thing. This is something new I never anticipated.
Because actually, as I thought of it... Like, as you were saying that, I was saying, yeah, like, that's who they bring in, are old fans, and old fans don't know about the network.
No. They don't care.
They don't care. They just want to do this fucking pay-per-view, because that's easy, and that's what I know, and if I got to pay $60, I'd pay $60 for this fucking network thing under 6 months anyway, so it's a devil I know versus a devil I don't.
I'll get some friends over, and we'll watch this, and, you know.
Yeah, a devil I know versus a devil I don't, and the way you
Exactly. I don't want to be... part of this. I don't want to be getting spammed to get renewals and all this shit.
Yeah. Although, did you get that?
No.
I kept the email.
My credit card that I've been using has been replaced with a new card, so I actually got a... That's okay, because I'm moving in a little while, and I'm just going to use your account.
There you go, see? Well, 18,000 of us can use the same account at once. So that works out well.
Actually, let's give that to all our listeners. That's about 18,000 people.
On a bad week. Is it only that much? Here it is. Okay. Information about the WWE Network. So, I got this. Explore WWE Network's on-demand video library. View schedule. Search. Member updates and reminders. All the supported devices. Subscription renewal. Your 6-month subscription to the WWE Network will end within the next 30 days. As explained in the terms of use, when you subscribe to the network, your subscription will automatically renew every 6 months. No action is required to you to continue your subscription. If you do not wish to continue, please log into your account and update your automatic renewal preferences.
Some people are going to not read that, though, and be pissed.
Yeah, of course it's at the bottom, right? Yeah. But, and that's just... I don't blame them for that. That's just the way it goes, but... I got that and I thought, oh shit, I'll save that for the show because I thought that was interesting. So they are sending out their fiduciary duty to give you a notice that your subscription is renewed. So,
duty.
All fucking right. Yeah, we're going to end it with the word duty. Yeah, so that's going to do it. So,
the beginning.
WeTalkWrestling.com, at WeTalkWrestling, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, @ADDIE, @WeTalkWrestling.com.
On iTunes, please rate us or comment.
Yeah, rate us.
Stitcher.
Stitcher as
tune
well.
Tune in radio.
The tune in radio.
You can find us all over the fucking place.
Yes, all over the place. But I especially like the 2 year, the tune in radio app.
There you go.
All right. So, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, are we off there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You going to come and join me at the HorrorCon this weekend in Calgary? It'll be a lot of fun. It's cheap.
I'm getting married. So, I can't be around prostitutes.